July. July 1st. A living sacrifice. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12:1. One of the biggest influences in my life was my Aunt Peggy. She was a dear old lady who lost her leg to diabetes, had blood pressure problems, and suffered from other physical ailments, but even to the end she had fire in her eyes. I will never forget going to her 70th birthday party. With her whole family present, she said she would be going full-time for Jesus and was moving out to the farm to join us at Shalom Ministries. She would accompany the ministry team into rural Africa and live with us younger folk in the most primitive conditions, often for weeks on end on our evangelistic tours. She was truly a modern-day saint. Never once did we hear a complaint come from her mouth. The day before she passed away, I visited her, and she was still as much in love with Jesus as ever. When we spoke about death and going home to be with Jesus, her eyes shone with excitement. Yes, the old lady was more than ready to face her Maker. She had truly offered herself up to the Lord. When you offer yourself up to Jesus, it is unconditional. It is not a temporary emotional undertaking, but a daily reality. Say to the Lord, "I am giving you my life. I am putting it all on the altar, Lord. I am in it until the end." It doesn't matter if the body you present as a living sacrifice is weakened, ill, or beset with problems like my aunt's was. You offer yourself up, body and soul, come what may. When you do this, God will purify you with fiery trials, so that when tests come in your life, as they did in Aunt Peggy's, you will be able to cope. Prayer. Dear God, my body and soul belong to you. I am a living sacrifice. Take my all and do your will. Amen.